Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Next Larry Bird, scrappy, Larry Bird 2.0. I mean, this is what Matt Cross is going to get.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What was the guy, Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry.
The guy who he said was better than Jim Trent. You know, see, that's another stupid thing.
And James Strebel.
My new best friend, James Strebel.
That was the best. God, that was so much fun.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You have 15 coaches on a coaching staff. And 14 of them didn't get in Satterfield ear and said, Bob, I
Scott.
Know you want to go for it.
His name is Scott.
Scott. Bob, Scott, Bill.
It's Fred, Bob. Don't worry about it.
Un-effing real.
Friday edition of The Take right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com, and the ESPN Louisville app. I'm Andy Sweeney. We got you for the next 3 hours up until 6 o'clock. We are ready to go. It's a Football Friday?
Football Friday.
I say that with no force. I say that as a question today as we get things going. Cards and Cats in action in football. Cards and Cats in action on the basketball side. And we got you for the next 3 hours. Jack Grossman back at the
station.
Hello,
ladies.
Jackie boy, good afternoon. How are you on this beautiful Friday? It's cold, it's windy, it's rainy, and I'm miserable, quite frankly. What's happening?
I'm doing well. We had a surprise visitor at the station.
Who is it? Magic Mike?
Magic Mike, that's exactly who it is. I don't know if he's still here. He was here about 30 seconds ago, but now he's
not. Oh, okay. Well, at some point, if he's around there, maybe we call him out for something. I don't know. I got something I can call him out for. I'm sure we can find something here in the next little bit. Is he still, like, going to law school? Like, is it ever going to happen? He's been almost to law school
for
3 years. He could have went to law school by now.
He says he is halfway done with law school.
Okay, I was about to say, is he not done yet? I mean, law school, is it a year and a half? Never mind. I'm not asking you. You
don't
know. I don't know. You may know. I don't know. So who cares? Nobody cares. Jason X is talking about Italian soccer. That's where we are. And Strebel's going to be late today, isn't he? You can already tell. He's already set us up, which is totally fine. We got, like I said, basketball, football. We're loaded today. Brent Axe is going to join us to talk some Syracuse at about 3:25 or so. We'll have Jonathan Littner from Luce City as they get ready for the Eastern Conference semis at the back end of the 3 o'clock hour. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com. He'll join us in the 4 o'clock hour and the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Go ahead. What's that?
It's loaded this week.
Is it loaded?
Oh, yeah.
It's mostly what? Strebel and Issel, right?
Strebel and Issel are far and away the winners.
Really?
Way over Rummage.
Wow.
It's like Strebel and Issel. And then maybe Edis from the UL football post-game show.
Just being sad, dejected, being cold, and everything
but
else.
But it is clearly Strebel and Issel this week.
Oh, there we go. I'm sure he'll be happy. And Strebel's got his big date tonight. He and his wife are doing a little double date tonight of some kind. So we got to find out. Jack, I'm going to text you a few places that I think they'll go, okay? And we'll see if we're right. I may crash the Strebel double date. We didn't get invited, but I may crash the Strebel double date. We'll see. Well, let's jump into it. 437-9680. Strebel will be here in the next 10, 15, 20 minutes, whenever he's here. We'll talk some Syracuse football in 20 minutes. Brent Axe in Syracuse has his own show. It comes on at 4 o'clock. So we will try to get him on at 3:25 and get him off at 3:40. I'm sure you can save that for the mixtape at some point as well. So I sit back on this Friday. I often say that to you guys. I'm thinking about the show. I'm thinking about about what I'm hearing. I'm thinking about what I'm reading. I'm thinking about what I am digesting as we get ready for this weekend. Now, Jack, you're not going to like this. We are going to absolutely talk basketball in this first segment a little bit. We're going to also talk basketball as we go. I still feel like, at least for the Louisville side, that the football game is the lead this weekend. You would agree with me, right? As much as you want to move on and watch Maryland basketball and tweet about Maryland basketball on a Thursday night. You Big Ten, I mean, they stink. I mean, Mark Turgeon, he's such a...
Round of 32.
He's such a turd coach, man, but he will get you to the round of 32, yes. Man. He will get you to the round of 32. He'll get you inside the top 10 and 15 as well.
He'll get you to a 6 seed as a 3 seed. Every year.
That's what you want to do. I know that's what you want to do. So we'll get to that. But I was listening to Diener. Listening and kind of looking around at how people feel this weekend on the football and the basketball side. Now, maybe I am reading this wrong as it pertains to Kentucky. I will throw that out there. I do not believe that I am, but there is a possibility that I'm missing the mark. Usually, my pulse on the fan bases ain't too bad. On the Louisville side, I think I am locked on. Diener talked about it this morning, and that is, I feel like everyone around here, Jackie boy, is lacking confidence. Am I wrong?
Like, no, sounds about right.
Like, Diener thinks they're going to, like, there's a lot of Louisville fans that expect tomorrow to be close on the football side, that expect it to be another one of those games, and they're dreading it because it could be a close game in the fourth quarter, and we know how that goes. The other side is, you know, you play the odds, eventually you win one of these close games, even if it's in some crazy, you could even say BS lucky way like UCF. Who the bleep cares? You win the game. And that's where Louisville fans are right now. Louisville fans right now are scared to death. They're going to lose at noon in the cold in a attendance that they hope is good because it's Lamar Day to Syracuse that nobody respects. Even if you don't know who any of the players are on Syracuse's team, and we basically don't know any of the players outside of what, Jack? The quarterback, Garrett Schrader? Is that all we know? We know him and Dino Babers. And so Louisville fans are not beaming with confidence about beating Syracuse. Now, I think ultimately in this show, I will pick Louisville to win, and I will pick Louisville to cover. That is the way I am leaning, and it is also the expectation. And now that I say that, I'm on a week and a half kiss of death. I was right about the Champions Classic, so settle down. Both games over there. I was right on both of those games, so settle down. But, I mean, football... The last couple weeks hasn't been great. And by the way, we got to get to the Brandon Lang sound here in the first segment, do we not? You played a little bit there.
Absolutely.
Now, I have not heard. I was still sleeping, okay? A little sleep today. I have not heard what you say is great sound of the process fate taking the Ravens game last night because he was at the casino playing cards. Like, I don't know if he even went to bed last night. Honestly, I don't know if he went to sleep. He just was up all night at the casino, never walked over to our guys over there at Caesars at the sports book that could have hooked him up, and he didn't watch any of the games. So I want to get to all of that. But I feel like Louisville fans are almost just saying, listen, we know the season is what it is, and just – it means the Duke game. Winning on Saturday means the Duke game gets you bowl eligible, and you do not have to. I mean, that's the real storyline. If we cared about such things, and you know that I do not care about 6-6 bowl games. You're never going to sell me on that. I understand that that's still a narrative, even though I personally, and it's not that I disagree with it. I have anger behind that, Jack. I have anger behind 6-6 bowl games are supposed to mean anything, and we're supposed to, you know, get all excited. That's on the football side. Just beat Syracuse, get bowl eligible, win for Lamar, and have a feel good set on Saturday. On the basketball side tonight on Louisville. Do you not feel, Jack, that Louisville fans are scared of Furman?
Yeah, maybe not scared. There's a nervousness.
But there is a guarded nervousness right now. A guarded nervousness around Furman because they shot 44 threes, made 22 of them the other night. Now, let me ask you this, Mr. Basketball Benny. Do you know who Furman, the Paladins, am I saying that right? What the hell is a paladin? Is that a duck? Is that a bird?
I have no idea.
Am I stupid for not knowing that? Do you know who Furman played other night?
North Greenville.
Okay, now are you looking that up?
No.
So you knew that?
No, because I looked it up earlier in the day.
Okay, I was about to say, I didn't know if you knew that a couple days ago, and I was just going to, I was like, damn, you really do like college basketball.
If you had asked me yesterday, I would not have known that, but I did look that up this morning.
I'm looking at the box score. Did you see how many guys North Greenville play? The Crusaders.
No, let's look at
16. They lost 118-66, and they played 16
guys. Yeah, they gave up 62 in the first half.
It's unbelievable. So apparently Furman, I was talking to my guy Chris Hatfield, apparently Furman is smart offensively. They got backdoor cuts. You know about their three-pointers, and Louisville better have their full attention here, or it could be a close one tonight at the KFC Yum Center. And I think what KenPom has it at 10-11 points tonight.
I think 11 points.
Okay. So that's where the Louisville fan stands. They're cautiously optimistic, but they're nervous about those two things. Kentucky football, and I don't know if Mark Stoops, we haven't talked to any Kentucky football. I did listen to 12 minutes of Mark Stoops today because Larry Vaught put out a quote last night that Mark Stoops said they desperately need a win at Vanderbilt. Now, I went through, and I should have had you do this, Jack, and I just quite frankly forgot.
But yeah, Kentucky football's been banned anyway.
Well, no, I mean, it's been pretty much banned. Well, I wanted to do that just to make fun of them. The only reason I looked for that was to make fun of Kentucky football. I did not hear that. I just saw a pissed off Mark Stoops, and that's what he is, and that's what he's been. And the fact that there's a large segment of the fan base that like doesn't know if Kentucky covers the 19 and 19 and a half, like lest we not forget, Georgia was favored by around 3 touchdowns. It was always more than 3 touchdowns, right? It was always 21 and a half, something like that. You know, Georgia was favored by that against Kentucky. I mean, that's basically they basically viewed Kentucky as Vanderbilt in that. When you look at the spread, and that's what you have Saturday. I mean, if Kentucky football doesn't absolutely punish on Saturday Vanderbilt in a bad way, then it continues to be shame on them. Vanderbilt football against bums. East Tennessee State, Colorado State, Stanford, UConn, South Carolina, Missouri. Those are true bums, right?
Oh, yeah. They're terrible.
They've been close. They've won those. They've won many of those games.
Yeah, didn't they beat UConn like 17-13 or something dumb like that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the only bad one they have is East Tennessee State. The reason I bring that up is the halves in the SEC. Now, Florida played Vanderbilt when Florida's season was still meant something, right? Like when their season wasn't what it is now, and that's a disaster. And by the way, another top kid of theirs, wide receiver recruit, flipped to Georgia today. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on. I mean, they lost 62-0 to Florida, 42-0 to Florida, 62-0 to Georgia, and 45-6 to Mississippi State. So is Kentucky one of those good teams that's going to pummel them like all these other halves in the SEC have? Or are they going to piddle around and, you know, win by 5, win by 9, win by 1, win by 17? Is it going to be something like that? Kentucky football, they're in an easy situation. You go out, you win by 10, you're going to be crushed, and we see who you are, and that continues to be a massive fraud. Win the game 45-3. It's pretty simple. Kentucky football is pretty simple. Win the game 45-3. And then on the Kentucky basketball side, I don't know what people think. I mean, this is the one I'm struggling with the most. I think there is an expectation that Kentucky will shine tonight. Honestly, from Kentucky's standpoint, I want to see Kentucky. I want to see Kentucky, the guys that I know that are going to be in that 7-8 man rotation, I want to see them shine more so than Damian Collins or Bryce Hopkins. I got to be honest about that. It's fine if those guys come in against a Robert Morris and play good basketball. Maybe it can at some point translate to a good team, but I'm more worried about the core 7-8 guys, whatever that number right now. Like, the first cut's already kind of been made, I'm sure, in the mind of
like
John
the rotation
Calipari.
Guys is what you
I'm more interested in Ty Washington, obviously. I'm more interested in those conversations a little bit more so than Bryce Hopkins, right? I mean, C.J. Frederick could be interesting. I think he'll be a part of it. But I tell you, there's even people that are a little bit worried about the Kentucky basketball tonight. And I was making fun of Strieble today a little bit in one of our text chains. But it's like, I have the woe is me lack of confidence. I'm looking around the office today, and I'm like, what happened to everybody? I got Louisville fans worried about Furman basketball. I have Louisville football fans, and rightfully so. I'm not even saying these are the wrong takes. I'm just sitting back and saying, we're worried about Syracuse. Like, a gauge for this Louisville football program in an odd way has been Syracuse football. When there's been bad bleep that has happened, whether you think of Phil Simms standing, oh, that was at Rutgers, wasn't it? Never mind.
Yeah, it was. My first thought was was the Cragthorpe year right after, you know.
Wow, Cragthorpe, Bobby 2.0, yeah. Right? Like, whenever there's a bad moment, the litmus test, and like, it's lining up on Saturday, Jack. Where, and I said this yesterday, where Satterfield's in this odd spot to where I think the only way, big picture, he's not going to make you feel better, but for a few days, maybe even coupled with a Duke win, and I think they'll go win on the Thursday night at Duke. If you get you win and you get like Malik and Lamar and the team's dancing and you put out one of those videos and maybe it makes people feel better for a couple days, maybe. And I said that yesterday, and it's a basic take, but that's what I believe. But there's always been this moment, Jack, and it somehow always ended up being near the end of the season against Syracuse. And that's kind of where we are now, that if Satterfield were to lose this game, more recruits on campus, it's Lamar Jackson's day. Plus, it would mean a loss tomorrow means you're going to have to beat Kentucky to make a bowl game. And yes, I would still be giving you the Duke game. That might be a stupid thing for me to do, but I still would be doing that. But I'm like, Kentucky, and the Kentucky fans don't feel like, do you feel like you're blowing out Vanderbilt? Like, I guess not. You lost three straight. You played bad football. The injuries have piled up. Maybe you don't. I don't know. I mean, that should be 45-6, right? I mean, that shouldn't be a game at halftime, mid third quarter, that we're having a conversation about, right? And I say that maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. And then tonight, it's like I don't know, man. Are we gonna pile up these okay performances and just be all right with it? Not sure that's the case at all. So that's how I see things this weekend. Listen, Louisville basketball, I think they're winning tonight. Kentucky basketball, I think they're winning tonight. Kentucky football, I think they're winning big. And right now, I do have Louisville winning the game on Saturday. That would be the one that I would struggle with the most. All right, Brent Axe there in Syracuse, ESPN Radio in Syracuse, Syracuse.com. He'll join us next on The Take. It's a Friday.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Huh? Did you want me to send you those co-ed pictures that you wanted me to take or not?
I don't remember. Requesting that. I don't remember that. But.
And James Strieble.
Google Drive. You put that in the Google Drive.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay,
yeah,
there
the
we
secret,
go.
The secret one.
Yeah, it's called
the
Family Photos.
Yeah.
It's the family, the secret Family Photos Drive.
Did you see
Kellen's birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll throw them in there.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Say hello. I have your mic turned down.
You're
here.
Hello.
Hello. How are the roads? Everything okay?
Everything's fine. Yeah,
everything's
yeah, yeah.
fine. Why don't you take your coat off?
A little sloppy outside.
You want
but
a
other
little
than,
sloppy?
Yeah, I'll take
the
my track coat off.
Because you're black and red on.
Yeah, I do. Have
black,
black
and red until
I'm
you're
dead,
dead
today.
That's
yeah.
what. That's what he
that's
does.
That's what I'm doing.
So Streebles here. We'll talk with Brent Axe in just a second. Reminder: we will have pre and post game coverage all stations on Saturday, 680, 105, 7, and 93.9 The Ville. Obviously, the app as well to get you ready for Syracuse and U of L. The post game show with Mengus and much more. So there you go. That'll be a lot of fun. You guys will have the post game show over on the Kentucky side
yeah.
at about 10 o'clock
Big
or so.
Big game tomorrow.
Big game. But,
you know,
well,
I mean
Kentucky
desperately
fans, Kentucky
need to
fans
win.
Think it's you know could be yeah. a two touchdown game.
It's a desperation game.
It really
and
is.
Thank you, Mark
so,
Stewart,
I don't know
for clarifying.
I don't know
that.
If he actually said that.
Larry Vaught reported it.
Well, again, I don't know if he actually said that. I listened to 12 minutes, and I kind of felt like I was dialed in listening, even though it was boring.
He said he sounded mad.
Well, they didn't mic. They don't mic the questions.
Oh, okay.
So Lonnie was asking something, crapping on the cornerbacks, and Stoops didn't like it.
Oh.
But what can he do when you allow 45 points in three plays?
In 13 minutes.
Yeah, in 13 minutes
that's
of Tennessee football. Well, let's talk Syracuse. I just tell you, Brent, whenever we get Louisville and Syracuse on the football field, it's magical. And this is our yearly update with Brent Axe at Brent Axe Media, Syracuse.com, ESPN Radio there in Syracuse. Brent, good afternoon. It's been a year. How are you, man?
It's been a year. You can say that in many different ways, right, guys? I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, we're making it. You know, we're just ready to get done with football, I think, and get to basketball, to be quite honest.
It's hoop season, Brent.
Yeah, to be quite honest, Kentucky we thought was good. They're not good. And Louisville's trying to make a bowl game, and they need the win on Saturday to do so. So let me ask you this. 1-10, 5-7 the last 2 years, but now on the precipice, needing to win just one of the next three to make a bowl game. Is this considered, I don't know, success, a good bounce back year for Dino Babers? I thought he might be gone after last year. Are people happier than they were the last 2 years with Dino Babers?
No question about it. And I think people are pretty reasonable guys about, look, last year that team got decimated by injury, just crushed. I mean, they lost pretty much their whole offensive line. The irony is they didn't lose any games due to COVID, but they certainly were affected by COVID in terms of opt-outs, the procedures, the everything that, you know, the psychological damage, frankly, and you know, they had some issues in early in camp and getting people lined up and everything. So, you know, long story short, things just really crumbled. They lost their top two quarterbacks last year. First Tommy DeVito went down, then Rex mm-hmm. Culpepper wasn't playing well. So whatever could go wrong did last year. So then you get to this year, and this team is playing a lot of close games, and I know you guys have seen
yep.
that with Louisville, too.
Oh, yeah, every game.
Sean Tucker has emerged as a star, just a legit star that's got people up here pining for him to put on the famous 44. Garrett Schrader running the football, they make that switch mid-season. This guy doesn't take over to the fourth game of the season. He's already got 13 rushing touchdowns, two away from the record. Defense plays hard. They have lead the country in sacks or near the lead in the country in sacks. And it's just a fun team to watch. And you said it, you know, they're one game away from a bowl. And that was the standard everybody had. At the beginning of the year, they said, okay, they can get to a bowl game. Everybody's good here, right? You grant Dino Babers that you're going forward, and I think everybody would accept that. That was the normal recovery, if you will, from what was a weird, weird season a year ago. So record aside, standards aside, this has just been a fun team to watch. There's certainly been a lot of drama, and watching Sean Tucker run the ball the way he has, it's been a lot of fun so far.
So offensively, and Brent Axe with us here on ESPN 680 105.7, we remember Schrader, and Jack, help me here. Schrader was at Mississippi State, right? And he's the one that got punched in the face by Willie Gay, who's now with the Chiefs, and he didn't play, and they still beat Louisville, I think, in a bowl
yeah.
game, if I'm not mistaken. So they made that switch. Was that something everyone was pining for? And what has he brought to Syracuse? Obviously, Louisville fans paying attention a little bit more to the Syracuse quarterback this time around.
I don't think people were really pining for it at first, but what that quarterback room needed was some competition. You got to remember, Tommy DeVito came in. He was a four-star recruit. He was an Elite 11 guy. He came in with all the credentials, wanted to come to Syracuse, right? just never quite panned out. Now, that wasn't completely his fault. He had some injury issues. He played for one of the worst offensive lines Syracuse had in recent years. The 2 years he was the starter, you know, they gave up a combined 88 sacks. I mean, what are you going to do if you're running for your life half the time? But even when Tommy was healthy, he was kind of a one-dimensional quarterback. He's got a big arm, but couldn't really do any of the other things. So Schrader comes in, and at least he mixes things up. He's a run-first guy. He's hard to tackle. He's hard to bring down. Has a good enough arm. He can run the offense. You're not looking for Schrader to sling it 35, 40 times. If anything, if you can stop Syracuse from running the ball, which is not an easy task, but if you can, and you make Garrett Schrader throw the football, you got a chance because he's okay throwing the ball. Just when you think he's having a bad game, he'll pull a huge touchdown pass out. It just, he had a 62-yard touchdown to Trevor Pena against Clemson. Syracuse lost that game, but it was a big play late. Had a huge touchdown pass for Syracuse to beat Virginia Tech. So he's an adventure, and it's funny, guys, because, you know, Garrett is as Southern as it gets. He's got the big beard. He loves Duck Dynasty. He's got the drawl. You know, he just loves talking about all kinds of things like hunting and all this stuff. And here he is in Syracuse, New York, right? Oh. It's just, it looks like a mismatch, but people have embraced him. He's playing well, and it's turned around the team. When they made that quarterback change, it really lit a fire under that offense that they desperately needed.
I lived in Western New York for 10 years of my life. I was actually born in Niagara Falls. I can remember trick-or-treating in the snow vividly. Has it snowed there yet with you guys?
There's been some flurries.
Okay,
yep.
Well, good.
We're kind of flirting with it right now.
But it's mid-November. You know. It's mid-November. You're doing great.
Yeah.
This is like a month of grace. Friends, it's a month of grace. You should go outside and open the pool back up.
The only month that doesn't snow here is July. So
I know.
We'll take what we can get.
I know my grandfather lived in Jamestown, New York, and he lived to be 91. He passed away a couple years ago, but that's when we would go visit him, you know. My dad would go later. I'm like, nah, you can go in November and October and figure that one out. Anyway, Brent, people don't care about this. Brent Axe with us here on ESPN 680 1057. Louisville has no confidence if they're in these close games at the end. Syracuse has won some. They've lost some as well. It's an odd question, but do you feel like they at least have a little bit of confidence if it's a close game? Right now, that's the bugaboo for this Louisville team. It's got in their heads. There's no doubt about it.
No question, because you said it. They've won some. They've lost some. But when you really look at it, like, so they come down to the end against Liberty. They make the play they need to make, a fourth down stand, make the play to win. Florida State was a game, I'm sorry, they got robbed. There was a holding call at the end of that game. If you go back and watch it, it was as clear as day. ACC officials, you guys know, very frustrating to watch.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Clearly missed that call. I think Syracuse would have won that game. Boston College was not as close. In terms of, like, you know, Syracuse played five straight games decided by 5 points or less. There was a missed field goal. Syracuse's Lou Groza Award winner, Andre Schmidt, has been struggling by his standards this year, but had a chance to win and missed it. So this team has played in so many close games that they know what to do when they get there, right? And I know you mentioned it. Louisville just has struggled in that fourth quarter. I watched that Clemson game the other night and have seen some other games, and I don't know what falls apart there, but I think Syracuse has overcome that. So if this becomes a close game, and it feels like it's in the cards, it's going to, Syracuse knows what to do. They're very confident in those situations.
Quickly, because I know you're going on the air here, Brent Axe with us. Defensively, you know, total defense is like, what, 13 rushes, you know, 33rd. Louisville wants to rush. Malik Cunningham, a couple different running backs there. I guess what makes this defense good? And then you look at the numbers, you're like, okay, this defense is pretty good. I did not expect that. You think of more throwing the football from Dino Babers. What do you make of this defense so far this season?
This defense is determined. This defense is aggressive. This defense, you know, Tony White came in and he put in the 3-3-5. And when he put in the 3-3-5 a year ago, it was kind of patchwork because they didn't have a spring ball or a lot of the offseason to learn it. So once they got comfortable with it and everybody knows where they need to be, it's an offense that it used to be turnovers. Syracuse is actually top five in the country in turnovers and takeaways the last couple of years. This year it's sacks. They're getting after the quarterback, Cody Roscoe, Josh Black up front. Their linebackers, Mikel Jones, who I think is going to be first-team All-ACC linebacker. Marlo Wax has emerged. Deuce Chestnut is one of the better secondary players, young players in the country.
And it's a great name, too.
Had a run, guys. a great name, too, right, dude?
Yeah, it's a good name.
Syracuse had a run there. They've got, you know, Andre Sisco in the NFL, Trill Williams in the NFL, Ify Melifonwu in the NFL, all that were on last year's 1-10 team.
Yeah.
Three guys in the National Football League. So the thing is with the defense, quickly, guys, is it really confuses opposing quarterbacks. So Malik Cunningham is going to look on the other side of that defense. He's going to see one thing, and then when he goes to snap the ball, he's going to see a completely different thing. That being said, this could be an advantage for Louisville. Syracuse does struggle with that mobile quarterback. There is a lot of give there kind of in the middle of the field. So if Louisville plays their cards right and they catch Syracuse napping off a bye week and they get up early and make Syracuse chase them, that could be interesting to watch. I think that's going to be key for Cunningham. Get some early plays, you know, put Syracuse on their heels and make them chase, because if Syracuse has to do that offensively, they're going to be in trouble. They count on their defense and even special teams. They had a punt return for a touchdown against BC to kind of get the juices flowing.
Have they been asked about playing in front of Lamar Jackson? I know it might be an odd question, but he's coming back. Has that been a conversation at all? Because all the Louisville people are talking about here is Lamar coming back.
Well, somebody tweeted me today, just so we know everybody, it's on our minds. How many times are they going to show that Lamar Jackson leap play?
700
in the Carrier Dome.
700.
Exactly. What I said. I said bang the over. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's what they're going
to
do.
Yeah. Kentucky fans just had to deal with the Champions Classic with all the Coach K stuff, and then of course Kentucky succumbed and bent the knee to Coach K. Well, get ready for the game, Brent. Get your listeners ready for Mike Bleeping White to see what he does. I know there's some Bills. I know you're talking some Bills football up there, Brent. You know, continued success. Appreciate the time, my man, and we'll talk down the road probably as we crawl into basketball season. Thank you so much.
Always appreciate it, guys. Have a good one. Thanks for having me
on. Yeah, appreciate it as always. Brent Axe with us here, ESPN Radio there in Syracuse, syracuse.com. I think he like teaches classes there. They call it Professor Adjunct. Is that the word?
Professor Adjunct Axe.
That would be something you could do. How about that?
I would like to do that. I'd like to be a Professor Adjunct.
Anatomy?
I don't know how to do anatomy. I think you'd have to have a little bit more education than I have in that realm, but, you know.
We don't believe in expertise anymore.
Well,
in this country.
True. That's true. Yeah,
I mean, when you go to Joe Rogan on how to beat COVID, I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we have jumped the shark.
Expertise doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. So, yeah, Brent Axe likes his team. He likes his team a lot more than the Louisville blabbermouths around here like their team right now. Would you not agree with that?
No one likes their team. Kentucky doesn't like their team.
No.
Stoops hates his team, and Calipari can't wait for Shane Sharpe to show up. I mean, we all know what's going on. No one likes their team. I heard today, if they can just win by 8-10 tonight.
That's
over Robert Morris.
You texted that to me, and I was angry.
You should be.
I was angry because I was like, we're talking about Robert Morris here. And if we're taking so much positivity, I mean, that's what all our – look at how hard they played. There's some positivity here. If she weighs a beast, if Wheeler's a beast, if Ty just a one-off game, then don't tell me 8-10 points over Robert Morris at home is okay. That's not okay. Go out there, and I'm with you. I don't want to – if you can't play, sit. Sit on the bench and watch. I want to see rotation guys ball out. Don't put them in unless you're up 30. You're up 30, then you can play. I want to see cohesion. I want to see dominance. I want to see the starting five and two or three guys that come off the bench that are going to be playing all season long. I want to see them. If you can't play, sit down. I don't need exhibition rotations tonight. I want to see a whooping on somebody. I don't want to see exhibition bleak tonight.
I'm not sure you're going to get it.
Well, that'll upset me.
Are you even going to watch?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Where are you guys going?
I don't want to say because it could be a haymaker.
Well, I mean, that's the reason
I know,
you would
but
say.
I kind of want to hold it till Monday in case it falls through.
That's no fun.
No.
You'll be a blanket Jeff Ruby's?
It would be. It's going to be funny. If what happens that I think is probably going to happen is going to be very funny.
Funny?
Yeah.
He's selling this that this is a good secret, and I don't know if it's going to be a good secret.
I think it's going to be a good secret.
KS Bar.
No,
Lexington?
No, I'm not going to Lexington.
You're going to Lexington, aren't you?
Nope. But it has to come through. I don't know if it will or not. We're waiting to
hear
back.
What, do you have to get, reservations or something, or what?
I'll just say some friends of ours has a connection to something.
Oh, so this is like a big time deal then. Wow,
so
look at you.
Big deal.
You get to dress up for this? Oh, so you're taking pictures then.
There'll be some. I might send you a picture just to keep it close to the vest.
Nice.
you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna love it if it happens.
Texas says, "Did Rotund Padre just say he wanted cohesion?"
I do want cohesion. I want to see cohesion with Kentucky, and it's with 7 or 8 guys.
Texas says Louisville won that bowl game. Okay, I couldn't remember. I'm sorry. Texas says, "Does Blank introduce himself to recruits as UofL Sheriff on Twitter?" So by the way, Blank has now done this 2-3 weeks in a row.
Now what? He does the same thing.
You haven't followed this.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's tweeting out all the recruits that are going to be in town.
Yeah.
And we're going to mute him again.
Yeah. Oh, I already did.
I've had several people reach out to me. Why is he doing this?
Already muted him. And it happened.
Several people are like, why is he doing this? And I go, I don't know.
He's trying. He's fighting for Satterfield. He's fighting. He's fighting for his not his friend, but you ever had, like, you're in a relationship.
His master.
And you've got to fight for somebody to keep them with you.
Right.
It's like, you know, there's like, I don't know if this is going to work out. You're like, no, I'll fight for us. I'll fight for us, like in The Notebook or something. I'll fight for you to be together.
Jack, have you ever seen The Notebook?
I have not seen The Notebook.
Yeah,
probably not a surprise.
You know what I would like for us? I would like for you to watch it and review it. I actually think we should do this. Jack should do this, but I mean, it would take, you know, I mean, him to sacrifice some time here.
Right.
We should give him an assignment once a week.
Watch a movie.
To watch a movie or something.
I like
and report back on it.
Or listen to an album or something.
Yeah.
Like listen to an album. Not an album.
No, I don't care about that.
I'd like to hear him listen to an album and just react.
I haven't heard every Pearl Jam album. It would just be me sitting there playing on my phone within the background.
Yeah, that's not fun. I want to see him.
Like, you think I'm intently sitting there listening and like judging the music?
4-3.
I'd like you to.
4-3.
I don't want to do that.
Nobody does. Yeah, I'm with you, Jack. I'm with you.
I'm alone on this.
No,
okay.
You're alone on
that's
this
fine.
One. 4-3-7-9-6-80. What do we need? I'm going to come up with a list of things that Jack will listen to, and then every Wednesday, he'll do a report back to us what he thinks.
I think
that's a good one. We'll put that on the list. There you go.
I'm pushing for this as something we start in April.
It's Ryan. Is it Ryan Gosling?
Jack, I kind of made it my point to where I don't want you to talk college basketball on here at all. I want you to be frustrated man.
Pent up
Jack, who can't openly talk about the 2-3 zone from Michigan the other night.
He was ready to roll on Furman.
Fats Russell from Maryland. Shocker that they nearly spit the bit night number one.
Mark Turgeon, baby. He's got, like you guys said, round of 32 Turgeon. Yeah.
Texas says 4-3-7-9-6-80, Taylor Swift is a hot toxic mess. What's that mean? Texas says, if there's ever been a $20 money line bet, it's tonight on Furman.
Oh, yeah. So, was it 11? Is that what Ken Palm said? 11?
All I'm doing is hearing about Furman.
It's like UNC Greensboro last year.
This is the game that I had circled.
I've been nervous since the schedule came out.
About this game ever since the schedule came out. Now we have Brandon Langsound.
You have not heard about that. No, I haven't heard it, but I heard you all discussing it.
You have not heard. What other sound do we have? The process sound.
We got to play
today.
The process.
So y'all said he was out gambling all night.
I think he stayed up all night. Yeah,
he was playing cards at the casino.
He said he didn't get home until 3 a.m.
Got home at 3 a.m.
So he didn't sleep.
I don't know what he did. He probably slept like a vampire for a couple hours.
He's standing up in his coffin.
Oh, no, he sleeps in a coffin.
In a coffin? I don't think the coffin was upright or if it's on the ground.
Jack, do you know if the coffin is upright or is it on like a pedestal?
I'm guessing it's upright.
Is it laying down or is it upright?
I'm guessing it's upright. I'm thinking upright, yeah.
I'm thinking upright. He walks in the coffin, closes it, and goes to sleep.
Texas says, one game in and you're already worried for UK a little early, don't you think? No.
I'm not worried. I think they'll win big tonight. I do.
Texas says Strebel's going to medieval times.
No, there's no medieval times in the area. I've not been to one of those.
I have never been to. No, I have been to one of those.
Have
but
you?
This is I barely remember it as a kid, so it almost feels like I haven't been to one of those.
Right. There's one in Chicago that I've.
That's the closest one.
Yeah, it's the closest one to
it's
us.
Too expensive.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Texas says swinging Friday night.
That's not a swinging. Nope. Not a swinging thing. It's funny, though. I think it's very unexpected.
Texas says, who's going to drive tonight?
Well, the wife. See, she drives everywhere.
There and back, right?
There and back.
There you go.
Yeah, there and back. She'll be driving there. She'll be driving back. I'll be ready to roll. Yeah, we're having a good time. Yeah.
By the way, Jonathan Linder is going to join us. That's what we're
doing.
Oh, we're
Jonathan Linder
is. We're just waiting right now.
The Loose City.
Yeah, that's all we're doing. We're just
game
waiting
tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Charlotte.
We're just waiting. By the way, did you see that Kentucky's newest commit, Elijah Reed,
PRP,
says he's not worried at all about Keontae Goodwin flipping from Kentucky?
Well, that's a good thing. Thank you, Elijah Reed. A product of the
you
South.
You should thank him.
A product of the South End, by the way. South End of Louisville.
And they're friends.
And they are friends.
Keontae Goodwin happy.
Yes, you want to keep him happy.
You want to keep him happy.
You have his friend.
You keep him happy.
Commit. You look, your friend's on the team.
He's on the team.
Someone you have a relationship with, you could talk to.
Just don't talk to any frats. You'll be good to go.
Yeah, you'll be good to go.
Everything will be good to go.
And then, well.
Get ready for a 7-5.
I also like it that he is, you know, another Louisville product, you know, a man of the city. As Ethan Moore and Blanky Baker would say, a city guy.
A man of the
and
city.
And he again spurns Louisville. And he goes to Kentucky. Another one. Just like your boy, what's his, the rapper, DJ Khaled says, and another one. There's another one for you, Seth. Another city guy going to Lexington. But you got Salon Brown, though. I mean,
he'll be there on Saturday.
Throwing him across. Oh, will he?
According to Blank.
Well, then he'll be ready to decommit.
He'll be ready to go. Jack's on the phone. He's wearing me out, Jack.
I'm sorry.
I got nothing on a Friday. I know you are, and I can't stop you today.
Yeah.
We're just limping to 6 o'clock
and
right now.
We have soccer on right now.
Yes,
and
we do.
And these Italian players.
You are
just slowing the game down because they're getting beat. I know it's tied.
What are you talking about? It's 1-1.
I know it's tied.
It's halftime.
If they didn't
slow it down.
Yes, they are. They can't. Anytime Switzerland gets going on something, they start flopping to
what
slow
are you
the game
saying
down
right now.
How do
I pivot to Jonathan
like
Linder
football.
If you give him these
I'm just
takes?
Saying. Italy should be losing. Italy should be losing. That's what I'm saying. It's like when these football players try to slow down offenses. They go on the ground.
Kentucky.
Like Kentucky was doing against Tennessee.
Like
yes, exactly.
Did. Like
Ole Miss did against Tennessee,
right,
too.
Right. The Banchero wasn't doing that.
Italy was doing this.
He wasn't really. He got his legs rolled.
Yeah,
then he came back in and dropped two buckets on you. Then went back out.
Got
a little leg roll.
Yeah.
And then came back in. Jab step, bucket.
Yeah.
Right. Rebound, jab step, bucket.
Jab steps are bad for your legs.
Then he went out, got a little rub.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he went back in, dominated the game.
Yeah, I don't know if he dominated the game.
He dominated the game.
Does Sheway dominate the game?
Texter says, all this basketball talk is great, but I really want to know Scotty D's take on Commissioner Stanky.
What's Commissioner Stanky do again? What'd he do now?
Thank God Leonard didn't have to hear you breaking down Italian soccer and how they were playing four corners to keep the ball away from the Swiss.
They were.
I mean, I know we fake take around here, but that's at the very top.
Every time they started kicking the ball across the pitch, an Italian player,
that's what he's slowing the game down.
That's what I said.
There you go.
That's exactly what he's doing.
All right, let's get Jonathan Linder, Lou City in action. We've been telling you about it. It's coming up on Saturday night, 7:15 pregame, right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and the ESPN Louisville app. Hosting Charlotte, the kickoff there at 7:30. I would imagine for tickets still available, LouCity.com. Jonathan, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, at what point last week you guys scored, the 74th minute or whatever it was? At what point were you starting to get a little bit nervous? Once it gets into the 60th minute or what?
I was a little bit nervous from the start because we're so used to seeing teams come in and Louisville City kind of has them overmatched and we just play the entirety of the game on their end of the field and we all go, okay, it's just a foregone conclusion that we're going to score eventually. We played Miami and that was a close game. It was back and forth. They actually had, I would say, the better of the chances until we scored the goal. I mean, they had a guy miss. You should have at least put it on target, but just completely missed the goal in like the third or fourth minute. So it was like a pins and needles game. And, a few of our fans, I saw they said that was like a grab the tum sort of game. We're into the playoffs and they're all going to be like that. I mean, I don't want to say it's a coin flip game by any means, but
sure,
it's going to be, 60-40 chance at best, I think, from here on out.
Well, what do we know about Charlotte coming up on Saturday? What kind of team are they? What do we need to know?
They are peaking at the right time kind of team. They're 11-1-1 in their last 13 games, and they have a lot of really standout players, including a guy. So Charlotte Independence, obviously, USL Championship in that city. They're getting an MLS team next year, so they'll be sharing the market with an MLS team called Charlotte FC that has already signed a player and loaned him to Charlotte Independence. His name's Christian Fuchs, and he's been there all season. This guy was actually on, I don't know if you remember, the 10,000-1 Leicester City Premier League winning team back in 2015 and 16. So he was on that team, regular player. He's coming here tomorrow night. They've got a forward named Dane Kelly, who is the USL Championship's all-time leading scorer. They've got a guy named Enzo Martinez, who's a forward who has just been a pest for Louisville City in years past. So they're a legitimate team, but I would say Louisville City's in a very good place now as well. You know, three straight wins, and in the last two, to shut out teams. We hadn't been doing that this season, and it's not just that they shut them out. I think two games back, they didn't allow a single shot on target. And then last game, no shots on target. Or it could be the other way around. But either way, if you're not allowing shots on target, it's awfully hard to lose a game. So we're in a good place as well. It should be a great matchup.
Jonathan Lindner with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. I know, so hopefully I'm not talking out of school. Can you tell the fans the different scenarios, win or loss? I thought I saw it on your website. Obviously, if Louisville City wins, what could happen next weekend?
Yeah, so this is the Eastern Conference semifinal. It's basically the Elite Eight of the USL, and there's an Eastern Conference side of the bracket and a Western Conference side. So if Louisville City was to advance, the other Eastern Conference semifinal is Tampa Bay hosting Birmingham. So it depends on how that game goes of where the Eastern Conference final would be. Tampa has more points than Louisville City, so we would have to travel there to play. But we have more points than Birmingham, so there is still a potential that if Birmingham beats Tampa, that game will be here. And the other, I guess, the best piece of news to come out of the first round weekend was that both of the number one seeds in the Western Conference lost. So regardless of where that Eastern Conference final is, if Louisville City is to advance to the overall USL Championship final, that will be at Lynn Family Stadium. So kind of something to look forward to. Obviously, you know, we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves, but that's part of the fun, sure, I think, at this time of year.
Well, I know that's always a difficult part, not only when you're scheduling, but you start looking ahead of, hey, you know, this would be the better team to face. I was going to ask you that, but it's so touching the money at this point. You don't want to do that. Jonathan Lindner with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. I would imagine tickets available. What's going to be happening around the stadium? Because this should be a big crowd for you guys, I would imagine. Kentucky football has crapped their season away, and they play Vanderbilt, and nobody cares at this point. Let's be honest. And Louisville plays, maybe they've done the same, but they play at noon. So Saturday night, it's all you guys. I mean, you're the show in town.
Yeah, and I was impressed last week, too. They had a little over 9,000 at the game, and that was going up against, you know, U of L Clemson and U of A Tennessee, both at home. I'm sure some people like to watch the Breeders' Cup, obviously. So you had a lot of competition, and it's just really awesome to see what it's grown into. You know, I was on with Bob earlier today, and I said, you know, and Bob was around for the early days of Louisville City, where you'd go to Slugger Field, and people would wear to the game just whatever they wore that day because they didn't have any Louisville City gear. They were wondering, is this team going to be around? Is it going to stay? And I just think the stadium being there was a statement to a lot of people that this is going nowhere, and we've had a lot of people go all in on it. So it's definitely a fun environment. You know, I feel like it is a chance to see just another local sporting event where the atmosphere can impact the game. And you just can't say that about every sport you go to. You know, you can't really say that about high school football. You know, some of the college sports, but I mean, it's a lot of fun. The players definitely feed off the energy. Louisville City's lost just one game since we went to 100% capacity at Lynn Family Stadium. So that crowd definitely makes a difference, and I hope we're back over 10,000 tomorrow night.
Well, it's I know I'm being blamed for you not seeing Jason Entz on the last couple of weeks. He's been doing the UK post game show, so I know
it's okay.
I figured. Real quick before we get you out of here, I know we're going to be doing some remotes and other things, but NWSL Championship is rolling through town next week. What can we tell people? I know it's going to be the Butchertown Block Party on Friday, the game on Saturday, and tickets are still available for that as well.
Yeah, NWSLChampionship.com. So Racing Louisville will not be a part of that, but Louisville was selected to host the championship game, and it was actually really complimentary of the city that they – we're already in Portland, and CBS, the game's going to be on CBS Broadcast Network, so a noon game here would start at 9 a.m. there, and the player said, you know, we're not doing that. You need to relocate the game, and they could have gone to a lot of places, but they selected Louisville, so we're definitely happy to have the game in town. The semifinals for the NWSL are on Sunday, so we'll know more after that about who's coming here, but it's four very good teams, you know, as you would expect in the semifinals. You know, you talk about O.L. Rain, that's Megan Rapinoe, Rose Lavelle. You have the Portland Thorns, who are known, you know, perennial powerhouse in the NWSL. You have players like Lindsay Horan are on that roster. So whatever team ends up coming here, there's going to be a household women's soccer name that has, you know, won a World Cup, won an Olympic medal, who will be playing here in Louisville next weekend. So it'll be a unique opportunity. And, you know, I think it's a chance. We've heard from a lot of people who are fans of the league who have never been to Louisville before. And sure. I think that's a good opportunity as well, just to show them a little bit about what we are.
We drink bourbon, and that's what we do. And beer, and I'm sorry, I turned Strebel off over there after your terrible Italian soccer take. You're being crushed by. And by the way, I bet money. Thank you, DraftKings. We're in God's country right now, Jonathan, in Southern Indiana. I bet Italy just because of you. I did right now. So now we have a. I'm chasing Jonathan. I'm chasing those damn Ravens last night. It's Friday afternoon, and we're chasing.
Already chasing.
That's not good. It's not the way it's supposed to be, but it's the way that it is. Well, Jonathan, appreciate the time, my friend. We'll talk with you down the road, and hopefully it's soon. Hopefully it's obviously next week as Lou City gets ready for the next round. Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate the time. Thanks, guys.
All right. There we go. Jonathan Littner. I threw some money in the Italians. Right. $25 right on the Italians.
$25. There you go.
$25.
All right, I hope you win.
That would be one unit, Ence. That would be one unit on the Italians.
You know, I was thinking when Jonathan Littner.
What were you thinking?
When he's talking about the NWSL, he's talking about all the stars that, you know, potentially could be
here. No, we're not giving you free tickets.
No.
Okay,
no, I was wondering.
You want free tickets.
I was wondering if Megan Rapinoe's team does make it, if Jared Stillman gets that personal invite.
Well, Jared will be here. He'll be on the he'll be on the sideline with a scarf.
Yeah, and she'll personal invite, like,
well,
hey,
sure.
This is Jared. And she'll introduce him to the team, and he'll get to, you know, do personal interviews after the game. So I was just curious about that. One-on-ones.
One-on-ones.
With the entire team, and then, you know, he'll have a special place of honor right next to her on the sideline. So good for Jared.
There you go.
Yeah.
There we go.
That makes me happy for him.
Instead of Spike Lee, it'll be Jared Stillman.
There you go. There you go.
Spike Lee is Jared Stillman. Well,
both of them have huge egos.
Yes,
so,
they do.
That's what they have in common. Let's take a break. 437. That's about it. 437-9680 on the other end. Process does a fake take, and Brandon Lang crushes Bob Satterfield. Listen to the sound.
Whoa.
We'll play that next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.